Good morning. Well, as Andy said, there's definitely been a lot of number crunching that's had to take place over the course of the last 30 days. I think that number crunching will continue here over the course of the next several months as we all learn and understand more about the economic ramifications of our first case of BSE here in the United States. And obviously, the biggest economic impact as it relates to the closure of our 90% of our export markets. So what I'd like to do today is just take a few minutes and give you a thumbnail sketch of what those economic impacts are, how we view them, and some of the challenges that we may have ahead as it relates to some of the lost value with the new Downer rules, etc. The first thing I think we have to do is we have to understand how important exports are to our overall business. You know, as we look back, I think back to 1980, we were exporting 0.5% of our total beef supply in 1980. Today, we're exporting nearly 10% of our total beef supply. And obviously, we've got the biggest beef industry in the world as far as our high-quality fed beef market. This last year, we exported 2.6 billion pounds of beef. That's basically 45 million pounds of beef a week. 60,000 head of fed cattle. We lose focus on how big that number is, I think, in the day-to-day trade. The impact that has on our calf markets, on our feeder cattle markets, and on our fed cattle markets. Well, the closing of those export markets, as we've gone back and we've analyzed the numbers, basically losing those beef exports. And it's important that when we do our economic analysis that we break beef out from variety meats. The loss of that beef market is worth $9.50 to $10 a hundred to our fed cattle market. The variety meats, another $3 to $4 a hundred. We'll look at some data here in a little bit on some of the items that get lost in translation out here. Losing the small intestine, those kind of things, the economic impact. When you put it all together, we're looking at about a $14 a hundred impact on fed cattle prices. We're going to trade cattle probably today somewhere in here where $82, $83, $84, somewhere in that neighborhood on fed cattle today. We would have expected we'd have been in the mid-90s at this time had it not been for the closure of those export markets. So I think that gives us a fundamental foundation of what we're dealing with today. Yes, it's been great to see the markets rebound in here in the last 2 weeks, but nonetheless, the economic impact of the closure of those markets is very great. We look very quickly at those key export markets. You can see them. We listed them for those of you that were in our session yesterday. Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Canada. Those are the key ones. If we look at Japan, South Korea, and Mexico, that's more than 80% of our total export volume. So those are key ones, and I think as you listen to the discussion throughout the course of the day, through the convention, that's why those three countries have been such a focal point in getting those markets reopened. You can see it here. Obviously, Canada is still open to our product. Canada represents between 9 and 10% of our beef exports on an annual basis. Let's look at it from a value standpoint. Tonnage is one thing, value is another. This last year, when we add up beef, variety meats, and tallow exports, it's in excess of $4 billion. $4 billion. Just the beef and variety meat totals about $3.5 to $3.6 billion. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money when we start breaking it back down to a per head basis. So it's essential that we get these markets reopened as soon as possible. We come back and we look at the hide and offal values, and I realize there's a tremendous amount of data on this screen. And I'm not going to try to go through each of those, but I would encourage all of you to come by. Some of this data is in this week's weekly update, and I would encourage you to come by our booth and pick this information up. If you were to highlight a few of the items, comparing prices on 1223 or 1222 compared to where they are here Friday of last week, we've seen a tremendous change in some of these values. Hide and offal values were trading at about $10.50 per hundredweight on 1222. Last night they were approaching $8.50, and we don't believe they've really found the real clearing level yet today. There's likely another 50 cents to a dollar down in those overall values. So far we've lost about $25 per head on the value of those variety meats. With the new FDA feed bans that were announced this week, some of these items could fall further in price, meat and bone meal, etc. One of the things I think we have to remember is it's not a straight line analysis when we look at the loss of some of these export markets on variety meats. If we were to look at these top 10 items that we export, there's a lot of these products that I doubt very seriously if there's very many of us in the room that have consumed very many of them in our lifetime. And they have a tremendous value in our overseas markets. I think the best way to illustrate this, I'm going to ask you to look on the screen as you fall over, and you'll find a column that says percent of the total production that's exported. When you look at short ribs, we export nearly 60% of all the short ribs produced in this country. Tongues, 70% of them. About the short plate, nearly 70% of the short plates. You don't just close those markets and bring them back into the U.S. and consume them at the same price. A lot of those products will end up in trim. Some of them will end up in rendering. When we look at livers, how many of the livers are we even collecting today that were destined for those export markets? The reason I want to share this is I think it's very important that we all understand these economic ramifications. One of the challenges that I believe we will all have as analysts, as cattlemen, as producers, as we look at this data and we try to analyze, for example, packer margins, we will tend to overstate where those packer margins are because of the loss of some of these export markets, particularly on these items that have had a tendency to be very, very highly exported over time, more than 50% of these items being exported of our total production. So I think this is going to be a real learning situation for all of us as we move forward here over the next several weeks and several months as we understand fully the economic impact, how much of this product ends up going into trim. What's the short plate worth versus a 50 or 60% lean trim? Significant value differences that comes back to the bottom line. If we look at the downer cow rule, basically the numbers that we've been able to gather from USDA is that in the last few years there's been somewhere in that 190 to 200,000 head that would fall into that category. There's already been about 50,000 of those animals that have been condemned on an annual basis. So we're looking at approximately another 140,000 to 150,000 cows that could fall into this downer category. If we look at the value of what canner and cutter cows have been worth over the course of the last 3 years, this could cost the industry $50 to $55 million a year. Maybe $60 million a year. That's a big item. It's a big item. Obviously, that's going to be a loss of some money coming back into this business. The economics of the greater than 30-month rule. Boy, what a talking subject over the last 3 weeks. We have taken more phone calls and tried to answer more questions in this area than I would say any. And it's still a moving target. It's still a moving target on what it is going to cost. There have been very few discounts that have been that have come back to producers so far. But I believe in the next few weeks, as we move forward, we'll start to see some discounts show up in the overall market. The cost for carcass segregation, based on what we've been able to learn, could run anywhere from $30 to $50 a head. It'll vary at the packers, at each packer level. Variety meats. We're basically going to lose the entire variety meat value on these animals that fall in with dentition work over 30 months of age. That's an additional $40 to $45 a head. If we have to test, I had an opportunity to talk to Greg Dowd a few minutes this morning, the chief economist with NCBA. He tells me the cost of test is actually going to end up being between $25 and $35 per head if we were to have to test these animals. So you can see that we're talking about somewhere near $100 a head just going through on the economics of animals that would be called over 30 months of age. What's going to happen as we look at some of the discounts with the way the market may shake out? And I caution you, none of us know yet. This is a moving target. But I think if we were to look at an animal that was called 30 months of age and he was an A maturity and he still was able to have a quality grade, a choice or select, we're basically looking at that $75 to $100 loss in value because of the loss of efficiency, the cost of segregation, all those things that will take place within the plant. What about if it's an A maturity and it doesn't grade choice and it's lower than select? We're likely going to look at discounts somewhere between $20 and $25 a hundred or $200 to $250 a head on those animals. Anything that falls into the C-grade maturity, basically a commercial price. So these discount schedules, I think as we look forward, it'll be a moving target. But these are things that are going to be sorted out. I throw this out only as a point of reference. We may be proved that they're too low or too high as the market starts to work on them here in the next few weeks. But this is our best guess today on where these will fall. What is the impact on these production programs that we have in this industry? Obviously, a lot of you today are selling cattle on some sort of a value-based marketing program, on grids, on formula marketing arrangements. We're going to see new grid pricing variables come into the mix here within the next several weeks as a result of the 30-month rule. Heiferat feeders. I know that's been a market that some people have carved out a niche there. Beware. We need to be careful as it relates to those kind of programs. There could be some significant discounts associated with animals that would fall into those categories. Have you thought about the impact as it would relate to grazing programs? Cattle would maybe graze on one or two or three grazing programs, depending on the weight of them when they were turned out. Some of these grazing programs may need to be modified to ensure that we have animals that don't fall into that over 30-month area. The early estimates that we've heard would basically range 1 to 2% on average of animals that would fall into that category when we look at our fed cattle slaughter mix. 1 to 2%. But obviously there's groups of animals that would be 10, 15, and 20% in some cases. The long-term loss in variety meat prices. Losing some of these export items. The head, the brain, cheek meat, some of those kind of things as it relates to animals that would fall over 30 months of age. The small intestine. All of those will have a cost that won't be recouped
even when these borders are reopened.
Yes, we should have a more consistent, higher quality beef supply with some of the changes that are being implemented at this time. We should have a more consistent supply. I think that's positive long term in being able to consistently provide our U.S. consumers the highest quality, most consistent, convenient, tasty beef product in the world. But the bottom line is, we are going to have an increased cost of doing business. We are going to see the cost of doing businesses with all of these different regulations. It is very real. It is very real, and it's something that we all are going to have to deal with in the coming months ahead. Our export markets over time, they've been very good to us. We export, from a value standpoint, 600 million to $1.5 billion more product than what we import. This year, it's going to be closer to $2 billion in 2003. Between $1.5 billion and $2 billion. So exports have been good to us. It's important that we work diligently to get these export markets reopened. Keep in mind, 60,000 head of cattle a week is what these export markets are worth to us. About $14 a hundred. From a per capita supply standpoint, we will have net beef supplies this year that are nearly 1 billion pounds larger than they were last year. That means that every man, woman, and child in the U.S. will likely consume an additional 2 to 2.5 pounds of beef this year than they did last year. Hopefully we can consume it at some solid price levels, but nonetheless, it won't be at as high a price level as what we would have earlier anticipated due to the loss of those export markets. I think as we look back over the last 30 days, as an industry, we've got quite an education. Our Canadian friends have been through this here over the last several months. We've watched what they've gone through. Our markets are not as reliant on the exports as the Canadian markets were. But we do operate in a global market. A lot of times we don't want to realize that. We don't realize what it's worth until we get into something like this. Beef trade, 2.5 billion pounds on an annual basis. $14 a hundred in value. Exporting a very high percentage of some of these individual cuts on an annual basis. So keep that in mind as we plow ahead. We will do our very best to keep you informed of these economic changes as they come forward and the ramifications that they will have on each of you as producers in the U.S. Thank you very much.